Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Well, 11:39 here in the Lehigh Valley, and the Pigs fall tonight to Rochester 5-4. It was a tough loss for the Pigs, who had a 4-2 lead from the fifth inning right up until, well, a 4-3 lead after a run in the seventh inning, but had a lead from the fifth inning on until the ninth inning when Rochester scored two runs in the bottom of the ninth to take the game. This is the post-game show. Welcome. I'm Sam Mines with you here. We have the highlights of tonight's loss out at Frontier Field in Rochester. It was a wild game that began about an hour later, hence why it's 11:40 and we're still on the air. There was a lot of working in and out of long innings, a lot of good defense, a little bit of luck, and then the Pigs finally had a lead, but they just could not hold on to it. Well, in this one, wildly enough, I guess the first play of the game summed up the whole thing for the Iron Pigs. Actually, really perfectly. The Pigs got to third base, were so close, but got tagged out in the last stretch. And that basically sums up the first step out of the game, Pedro Florimon.
And the pitch is swung on and rifled out towards right center field in the gap. That ball is going to drop down, and it's going to scoot all the way to the right center field wall. Florimon can chug. He's around second. He's going to third. The throw is going to be late, and the former Red Wing overslides the bag, and he's tiled out. He's tagged out after oversliding the bag on a triple.
Well, that's some 3.5 hours ago. Really summed up the game on pitch number one. Florimon tagged out oversliding third base because J.P. Crawford, who had himself a fantastic night, with single. Rhys Hoskins would walk, but back-to-back groundouts to Matt Haig would end the top of the first inning. So we head to the bottom of the first, and well, Mark Appel didn't have it right away, but he certainly settled down after a bit of a rocky first inning that began with a quick strikeout of Zach Granite, but Mitch Garver doubled, J.B. Shuck singled, and then Matt Haig stepped to the plate.
Runners lead. One out. Here's a 2-2. Swung on, rip, base hit right field. One run's going to score as Florimon, quick to the ball, will hold the runner to second base and Shuck. Haig has an RBI single the other way. His 30th ribby of the year. And it's 1-0 Red Wings.
A quick 1-0 lead for Rochester. And then they would get a second one right away with Tommy Field at the plate.
He'll deal here, swung on a ground ball through the middle, and just under the glove with a diving floor as a base hit to center. A run's going to score as rounding third and plating is Shuck. Holding at second is Haig. Field an RBI single, four consecutive hits, and it's 2-0 Red Wings.
Well, I talked of Houdini's, and Appel would get Nico Goodrum to strike out. He would then walk John Ryan Murphy, and then Leonardo Reginato came to the plate, and this inning could have been a whole lot worse if not for some good defense, thanks to Dylan Cousins.
Runners lead, pitches swung on, punched out center field towards the gap, racing over his Cousins. He dives, Cousins makes the catch, and he saves a huge inning. Sprawling out to his left, using that 6'6 frame and that California Condor wingspan, takes a base-clearing double out of the back pocket of Reginato.
Well, that wouldn't be the first time that Cousins and Mark Appel would hook up to escape a situation, but the Pigs exited the first inning down 2-0. In the top of the second, the Pigs got a two-out single from Angelo Mora, but that would be it as Flores popped up. So we head to the bottom of the second inning, where Angel Vielma led off with a base hit. Zach Granite would walk, meaning there was runners on first and second with no out, but a Mitch Garver ground out to Angelo Mora, and a J.B. Shuck pop-up put two outs with two on the base paths. Matt Haig then walked to load the bases, and that brought Tommy Field to the plate.
All three lead. It'll be a 1-2. Appel deal swung on, hit in the air center field. Cousins racing in, and he'll make the grab, racing back towards the infield on a little flare.
So they did it again to escape the second inning unscathed. Still 2-0 as we head to the third inning. In the top of the third, the Pigs once again tried to get something going. They got a one-out double by J.P. Crawford, and they got a two-out walk from Dylan Cousins, but Andrew Pullen would ground out to Leonardo Reginato to end the top of the third inning. In the bottom of the third, again, this is why this game went on for so long. The Red Wings put two runners on with one out before Appel would get out of the inning by striking out Angel Villalma and getting Zach Granite to ground out to Jorge Flores. So off to the top of the fourth inning. Nick Williams struck out, but Logan Moore stepped up to the plate.
Now the pitch to Moore is swung on and driven to deep right field. Fair, this thing has gone. That ball is fair. Forget about it. A home run for Logan Moore.
And Moore got the Pigs on the board. It was now 2-1. So the Pigs right back into this one. The Pigs would get no more in that inning. Angelo Mora would fly out and Jorge Flores would strike out. Bottom of the fourth, Mitch Garver walked. But some bad base running following a J.B. Shuck ground out. As Matt Haig popped it up, Mitch Garver thought there was two outs. And he was running around second base when the ball was caught and then turned in for a double play. So the Pigs got a bit of a break. And then would go on to take advantage of said break in the top of the fifth inning. In the top of the frame, Pedro Florimon led off with a single, J.P. Crawford doubled, and then the man of the hour, the man of the season, Reese Hoskins, stepped up.
It'll be a 1-0, and Heston kicks and deals, swung on a ground ball, chopped to third, it's fair, and it's off the glove of the diving third baseman Goodrum down the line. One runs in, we've got a tie. Here comes Crawford, he will score, we've got a lead. Another two RBIs for the IL RBI leader Hoskins, and it's a 3-2 Pigs lead, just like that.
Well, Reese Hoskins is the guy you want up in every situation right now for the Iron Pigs. He comes through with yet another big-time RBI hit for the Pigs. Well, following that hit, Dylan Cousins grounded out to second base, which was good enough to move Hoskins over to third, and then Andrew Pullin came through again.
Field is in, pitch is swung on, hit in the air, right center field deep, a long run back for Shuck. Will he get there? No, this ball lands on the warning track. It one hops the right center field wall. Hoskins scores from third. Andrew Pullin cruises into second. His second RBI double in two consecutive games. And the Pigs have gone up with a three spot in the fifth inning. They now lead it 4-2.
The Pigs had given Mark Appel a lead for the first time in the game. Well, in the fifth inning, Logan Moore would fly out and Angelo Mora would strike out to end the top of the frame. In the bottom of the half, it looked like things were going to get a little hairy for Appel. Tommy Field doubled to lead off the inning, but Nico Goodrum flew out. John Ryan Murphy walked, and that brought Leonardo Reginato to the plate.
4-2 lead, a bit of jeopardy here. Pitcher swung on a ground ball, could be a double play. It's right to second to Flores. Gloves, goes to short for one, back to first, double play. And just like that, one pitch later, Appel is heading to the bench with five innings and a 4-2 lead.
That would be all for Appel, but despite a shaky outing in which he put runners on and gave up two runs in the first inning, well, he kept his team in it long enough for them to take a lead, which is all you could ask for out of Appel. He did a good job. It was a quality start for the Iron Pigs. So that was five. We head to the sixth inning, where the Pigs once again left a couple guys on. It began with a Jorge Flores single, but Florimon grounded out. J.P. Crawford grounded out. Reese Hoskins walked, but Dylan Cousins flew out to end the inning. Bottom of the sixth, well, the Red Wings left some guys on now as well. In the bottom of the sixth inning, it began with a Zach Granite single. Mitch Garver then singled. J.B. Shuck popped up. Matt Haig walked. And Tommy Field lined out to end the inning. I'm missing an out. Yes, I am. That's because Angel Villalma led off the inning with a pop-up. There you go. That's all three outs. So the line-out was the last out to end the inning. Top of the seventh, the Pigs once again left a couple runners on, following an Andrew Pullin pop-up. Nick Williams walked, Logan Moore singled, but Angelo Mora popped up and Jorge Flores struck out to end the inning. So we head to the bottom of the seventh inning, where Nico Goodrum led it off with a double. John Ryan Murphy grounded out to third base, and then Leonardo Reginato drove him in.
4-2 Pigs, man on third. Here's the 1-0, and it swung on drill. Base hit center field. We've got a one-run game. Holding at first after a big turn is Reginato, who's got an RBI single. It's 4-3 here in the bottom of the seventh inning.
But following the Reginato base hit, Angel Vilma would ground out, and then Reginato would be caught stealing to end the inning. So we head to the top of the eighth, but the Pigs went 1-2-3. Strikeout for Florimon, line out Crawford Hoskins. Bottom of the eighth, the Red Wings went down in order as well. Zach Granit grounded out to Jorge Flores. Mitch Garver grounded out to J.P. Crawford. And J.B. Schuck grounded out to Flores as well. Top of the ninth, the Pigs went 1-2-3. Strikeout for Cousins. Ground out to Matt Hegg for Andrew Pullen. Strikeout Nick Williams. And then the bottom fell out for the Iron Pigs. Vendetti, normally the most reliable guy on the planet, but like Beato the other day, they just didn't have his stuff today. And the umpire was squeezing him. He didn't have his stuff. It's a bad combination. And the Pigs were meant to pay for that. Matt Hegg led off with a base hit. Then Tommy Field walked. Then Nico Goodrum walked. And then John Ryan Murphy walked.
Runners all lead. Pitch is high. Ball four. He's walked in the tying run.
Then the Pigs went to their five in the infield formation, but it did nothing as Leonardo Reginato walked it off.
Bases loaded, pitches swung on, drilled right center field, base hit, and Rochester is going to score two runs in the bottom of the ninth inning to win their eighth game in their last nine tries and spill the Pigs in heart-wrenching fashion by the final of 5-4.
A tough loss for the Iron Pigs, there's no doubt about that. To be three outs away from a win and to wind up with nothing is rough no matter which way you look at it. For the Pigs, 4 runs, 11 hits, no errors. For Rochester, 5 runs, 14 hits, no errors. And this is really going to be what hurts to look at. For the Pigs, 2 for 13 with runners in scoring position. They left 11 on base. Rochester, not much better, but just a little. 5 for 17. They left 15 on base. Appel, another quality outing, 5 innings, 8 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned, 5 walks, 3 strikeouts. Joey Donato got a hold his first, an inning, 2 hits, 1 walk. Colton Murray got a hold as well, 2 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, it was earned. And Pat Venditti, well, not the line we're used to seeing from Mr. Venditti, a blown save his first and the loss, he's now 7-1. No innings, he did not record an out, 2 hits, 2 runs, all earned, 3 walks. Chris Heston went 4 1/3 for Rochester, 9 hits, 4 runs, all earned, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts. DJ Baxendale went 1 2/3, 1 hit, 1 walk, and 1 strikeout. Phil Hughes went an inning, 1 hit, 1 walk, and 1 strikeout. And Ryan Pressly gets the win, 2 innings, 3 strikeouts. Time of the game, 3 hours and 31 minutes. We had a 56-minute delay to start the game in front of 9,261 out at Frontier Field in Rochester, New York. Once again, the final score, Rochester 5 and the Iron Pigs 4.